going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Finding Nimmo, Brandon Nimmo. He found it today for a Mets record. He went crazy. He tied a franchise record with 9 ribbies. And you guys saw Vientos right before him. And he just smiled like, come on, Mark. Come on, I wanted to get the record. I wanted to. All good. Brandon Nimmo today goes out there, goes 4 for 6 with 2 homers, scores 4 runs, puts up 9 runs, batted, ins. 888-808-1019. Can't pick a Yankee because the Yankees wanted to go down there and, casually just lose to the Baltimore Orioles. Let me see. What happened to my screen here? I had a Mets bullpen call that I was going to go to. And I just lost my call from, it's okay. Sometimes when the calls are, I'm not worried about it, but I kind of in my head, I'm starting to think the order of calls that I'm going to go in. But anyway, I'll sidebar here. As I was doing some of my Mets research, I came across a tweet that made me laugh. So someone on Twitter, I think her name was Jenny, said, the Mets bullpen did not blow leads when Brett Beatty was on the team. Makes you think what? And in my chat right now, shout out to Soto22 MVP, great Twitter handle. He says, why did Brett Beatty get sent down? I'm like, it's hilarious to watch these Mets fans right now. Brett Beatty was the whipping boy for y'all. Y'all hated Brett Beatty. You didn't want Brett Beatty around for weeks. He was the quadruple A player that didn't belong. Now, why did Brett Beatty get sent down? Ozokar is worse? Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe because they never loved him. Maybe because he's quadruple A. They wanted him to go back to quadruple A, triple A. They don't need him right now. Left-handed bat, they don't need him right now. They got guys that play his position right now. Jeff McNeil is here. You knew that was coming. You knew if anybody was going to Syracuse, he's got options. You knew he was going. So, yeah, it's funny to hear y'all talk about, where's Brett Beatty now? We weren't losing games when Brett Beatty was on the team. And this Mets bullpen, it was not going to be Teflon forever. Nobody's bullpen is. So if you're mad about Jose Buto or Ryan Stanek or even Jose Urania or whatever, like it's temporary. It is not the worst thing in the world. And you got the best pitching lab in the world. Yankees fans were telling me, we needed to send Devin Williams to the Mets pitching lab. So whoever wanted to talk about the Mets bullpen, call back. But hey, other than that, I got Yankee calls and some Giants calls and some Knicks calls, but we'll stack them so that as we get closer to, midnight, we'll start talking more about the draft and the New York Knicks. First up, Mike out on Long Island on the Fan in New York. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what up, Keith? How you doing, my guy?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
No, I just wanted to talk about tonight and Will Warren's struggles and pretty much just the rest of the starters right now. Everyone's looking all right. Max Fried, I know he's pretty much a set ace right now. But We're waiting for Luis Hill to come back, and I'm not really liking what's going on with Will and Carrasco, and it's not looking good. Tonight looked bad. That three-run shot to O'Hearn, I did not like that. He had a whole bunch of walks. I'm happy with that. I know we started coming back late. I think we scored like two in like the eighth inning or something like that. We started getting on base, but not a good look for Warren tonight. I'm happy with that.
Too little, too late. Thanks for the call, Mike. Again, Will Warren is a young guy, and he's going to take his lumps. And I'm not expecting him to be an ace. I'm expecting Ryan Yarbrough to be warming up like again tonight. He was, and he was great. And he's going to learn. He's going to learn. You know, you can't mess around. You know, a team like the Orioles, they're down right now, but they've got some good young players and some good hitters. You fear potentially, you know, giving up I'd rather you give up a solo shot to Gunnar Henderson, right? But you end up walking Gunnar Henderson, and it is what it is. Six-pitch at-bat. He fouled one off, whatever. Adley Rutschman, right? Another six-pitch at-bat where, like, if you're watching the game, it's like he's kind of nibbling around. He's not throwing them strikes, which to me, like, I get it. You're a rookie. These are young stars in the game, young all-stars in the game, Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman. You do not want to give up a solo shot to them, but I would rather you do that than to walk both of them. And then Ryan O'Hearn comes up, and he takes you deep, and it's 4-0. And then the hot mics catch him talking about something. Something was on the hot mic after he was drinking that water out of that, like, contraption that they have. Michael Kay wasn't feeling it, and then Adley Rutschman's face looked like, we're going to get in trouble. John is in Huntington on the Fan next. What's up, John?
Yeah, what's up, Keith? Yeah, that kind of, like, stole my thunder a little bit in an awkward way of saying it, but the Yankees are literally, I think, to me, conceding every fifth game with this guy, Will Warren. I don't care. I sound like every Yankee fan I despise right now. Because they all want to throw everybody off the team all the time the first time they go for four, or they pitch the wrong inning. But this guy is literally, I think we can watch anybody else take a shot at losing at this point. You mean, like, they don't have a AAA guy that could take a shot at losing like this guy does?
I don't know. I mean, if anything, maybe you can go opener. Marcus Stroman isn't coming back. He's still, quote-unquote, dealing with stuff.
He's brutal.
Yeah, it's just because he's a kid, man. He's in over his head.
He has close to 20 walks already this year.
Because he's shook. He's scared to throw it in the zone.
Every game, every shot is four innings, five hits, four runs, three walks. Two strikeouts.
Spring training is over. Like, in spring training, he was throwing it in his zone because it didn't matter, and he had good stuff, and we were all impressed with him. Now we're into the games. There's a lot more pressure. It's a lot for the young guy in his literal first year.
I get it, but, like, I mean, listen, we don't call us Carrasco off the dirt, and you know what? He could go out there. I'd rather, you know, it's literally, if Will Warren wins a game, you're going to go 5-2 that week, or 4-2, if he ever wins.
Yeah, and that's the conundrum, or that's the thing, John. Thanks for the call. Like, if I've said this a bunch, and I'm still, even tonight, they lost by one run, and if they didn't strike out so many times, they didn't leave runners on base, even if he doesn't give up that three-run bomb, like, every as much as can be desired from Will Warren, and, you know, you wish you had a better option in the rotation, he should have been the sixth starter, it should have been Cole, it should have been Freed, it should have been Rodon, should have been Clark, should have been Marcus Stroman or Carlos Carrasco. You could argue he's the seventh guy. Like he's depth. We're using depth. And you could argue here with him that we still could have won every game. It's not like he's given the entire game away. In the games that he's battled, we were in. Every single game that Will Warren has been on the mound, the Yankees could have won. Can't say that about Marcus Stroman. And I don't know when you're going to see Marcus Stroman with the knee. And, like, they're going to slow play it because they don't want there to be any shot that he gets to 140 innings, and he won't. Make a move for another pitcher. Because you are right. Every fifth day, when it's Will Warren day, it's really Ryan Yarbrough day. Or maybe you figure out a Chad Nestor situation. Somebody to be the opener. I don't know. Help is on the way. Jonathan Loaisiger is on the way back. Where's JT Brubaker? Where is Let me see. I know I had in my notes. Gary Phillips had some notes. Yankees injury updates. Scott Efros is getting ready to throw live. Nothing new on JT Brubaker. Luis Gil felt fine today after starting his throwing program yesterday. Marcus Stroman is still dealing with his knee issue. Jonathan Loaisiga is still a few weeks away from joining the team. We'll have to get in back-to-back games before that. Boone doesn't necessarily view him as a one-inning guy. And there are no new plans for Giancarlo Stanton. He stayed back in New York to continue ramping up because Ben Rice has been pretty solid. And no need to rush that. So Stanton will not be back for Giancarlo Stanton Star Wars bobblehead day. Ryan is out in Brooklyn. Ryan, you're next up on the Fan.
Thank you.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say that I'm Brandon Nimmo. He really outdid himself today.
He needed it, man. Good. You know, pad your stats a little bit in one game. Feel good about yourself. Obviously, the Mets need him to perform like that. And, you know, he was a guy that when you were looking at this lineup and you were saying this top four or five in the lineup, he was a guy that you had up there. You drop him a little lower in the lineup, good things happen.
Yeah, I remember in the winter before Juan Soto got signed, people were saying, like, past Lindor, past Dientos, who's that guy? Who can step up? And they were saying, Brandon Nimmo, he's got to make a name for himself. And today he really he put up those good numbers.
Yeah, and it was a game you had to have. You had to split that series. You had to bounce back from the loss Sunday. You had to feel good about yourself going back home. And no better way than putting up 19 runs and him tying a Mets record.
Exactly. And I wanted to ask you, if the version of McNeil that we've been seeing in the past 2-3 games since he came back from the injury, is this the reason why Jose Iglesias wasn't re-signed? Is because the Mets were sort of hoping that this is what they can get out of McNeil, and therefore they didn't want to sign an old name?
Maybe because of the money that they owe to McNeil already in his deal, but I really do believe Stearns when he said he wanted to see these young guys, and look at how much you have gotten to see out of Luis Angel Acuna and Brett Beatty in this early going. I think it was more about the young players than Jeff McNeil. We didn't know we were going to get Happy Jeff. It was, you know, most people were hoping from last year, they started calling him Happy Jeff when he was performing. This is what you want out of McNeil, what he's been right away. But no, I don't think Stearns was looking at that saying, you know, we've already got a veteran guy in McNeil that we're giving money to. We're not going to pay Iglesias. I think more Iglesias, Candelita was such a phenomenon. They were like, that's lightning in a bottle. We can't capture lightning twice.
Right. I understand that. But do you really think that Jose Azokar deserves a spot on the team over Brett Beatty?
I don't know. I would say no. I would say Brett Beatty is more a part of this clubhouse. Juan Soto bought him a nice car. He's been there for some different moments. He's been there for these early on moments. But he's kind of redundant. You know, like I said, left-handed hitter. And you have Jeff McNeil hitting from the left side. And Brett Beatty plays two positions. And you've got multiple guys that can play those two positions.
So it's more like it's not necessary is what you're trying to say.
And there's options, and Brett Beatty is used to being in Syracuse and being sent down, and maybe they knew he wouldn't take it, you know, to heart. Like, hey, we can send him down. He's not going to trip.
Right. Okay. And do you think are you worried at all about Ryan Stanek?
No, I just think, like, he was so solid to begin. Like, these bullpen pitchers, for them to all be nails – For Reed Garrett, for Max Kranich, for Edwin Diaz, for Jose Buto, Hawasco, like
Danny Young.
Danny Young was trash, and then he figured it out. But for them to all be perfect every time out, it just does not happen. There's nobody in baseball that can look at their bullpen and be like, yeah, these guys are perfect every time they put up zeros.
Right. Exactly, and they are the closest to zeros that they can get.
I was just saying they were for a while. I got to go back to FanGraphs. I remember getting ready for a show a couple weeks ago where I was like, they have the best like bullpen and rotation. Their ERA was the lowest in baseball.
Yeah, and those are props to Griffin Canning really stepping up, making a name for himself.
Griffin Canning, he's been getting sick. They got to just keep him healthy, but he has been a revelation. He has been a guy that. I've said this on air. We laughed at them signing Griffin Canning, and they're having the last laugh right now because he wasn't that expensive, and he's been really solid.
Right, exactly. And then for some reason, I'm not sure why, if I will tell like one of my friends who are Yankees fans, like, well, would you look at the Mets, first of 20 wins, they are the best team in the MLB. They will say, Well, Juan Soto is not performing. I don't understand why people think that I am a Juan Soto fan as opposed to a Mets fan. And then they'll respond with the likes of Aaron Judge, blank, blank, blank. Who gives a damn? The team's doing better. The Mets have 20 wins. The Yankees have, I don't know, 16, 17.
Well, you started off saying you were asking Yankee fans, not just any fans. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Don't ask your Yankee fan friends about the Mets. 888-808-101. Because they're gonna answer that question with what they can poke a hole in. And the guy that was on the Yankees last year, not Clay Holmes, Juan Soto. Every time, and this is going to go on for a long time, but every time Juan Soto makes a mistake in the field, you're going to hear it from Yankee fans. Every time Juan Soto is killing worms, grounding out, you're going to hear it from Yankee fans. When Juan Soto goes on his heater where he's hitting home runs and he's winning games and he is throwing guys out at the plate like we saw and has good defense, you won't hear anything from your fellow New York baseball fans that rep the other side. I do it. I was trolling online like as soon as I was like, hey, send the clip. Anytime Juan Soto has a blooper, send me the clip so we can run it up. But, like, if you're a Mets fan, who cares? You shouldn't be so worried what the Yankee fan thinks. Tell the Yankee fan to worry about their own issues. We got plenty of them. There's nothing to worry about. I was at the game Friday. Shout out to my guy, Andrew Levy. He's like, are the Mets really that good? Or are you just hyping them up? I'm like, I'm just giving props. Like, are they really that good? Nobody is that good in the beginning of the season. We don't know anything. But, like, I'm giving credit where credit is due. When you think about the end of the season for the Mets last year and then the offseason they had, and to start this season off, like, there are some Mets fans that are overly optimistic and they're floating right now, and don't let anybody steal your joy, don't let anybody kill your vibe, because it's a great feeling to see yourself do what? Stay down until you come up. You're up now. It's a nice feeling to be up now, right? 888-808-1019. Now, can you sustain this feeling? Can the Mets keep winning at this pace? Most likely not. Most likely not, but there are enough things like Sean Manaea coming back, Frankie Montas coming back, you getting Alvarez back, you getting McNeil back, you knowing that Juan Soto's struggles will eventually end, and they might correspond with the weather, right? It might be like there's nothing, I don't know. For the Met fan, I just think there's nothing worth complaining about. You've seen a lot worse. I had in my notes from Mets Muse, the Mets right now have won 18 of their last 25 games. They're 11 games over 500. The best record in baseball, first team to 20 wins. And I added, the only team with single-digit wins still. Now you go back home where you don't lose. Now you go back to Citi Field where you have a one loss on your...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Record. Go win another game, another series. 888-808-1019. George is in Mineola on the fan. What's up, George?
Biggest Yankee fan in Mineola. What's up, my man, Keith?
I thought that was you.
Come on now. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Good to hear you. Good to hear you back on the fan.
All right. Good to be here. I got two things. I actually missed the game tonight because I had to work. And I just
Good job. You didn't miss anything.
You know, it's funny. I was driving home, and I was listening to you on the drive home, and I got all I needed to know, because I swear, man, you see things the way I do, and all I heard about were the strikeouts. But one thing you really hit that two things I want to tell you, though. One thing was when you said Grissom. See, last year, I mean, I was so – I didn't want Grissom back this year. You know, because I thought he got way too much playing time last year. And you know, this year he's proven me wrong. Like, you know, the guy came to play this year, and I'm really, really settled in as a Yankee. He's playing great. But, and even though he's smooth as silk out there, when you said, yo, he nonchalants, it's great until he doesn't, like, oh, I agree so much. Like he's so smooth out there. But, hey, sometimes you got to kick it up a notch. Go get that ball. Can you run a little? Can you know?
I don't care about the style points. The style points are cool until you don't make the play. And we're like, you misread that one, bro. Is that because you were styling on him again?
Right. And I didn't even see it yet. But as soon as you said it, I knew exactly what happened. Because I'm like,
it was a hard hit ball. He kind of went too much to the right. And next thing you know, it was over his head. But I just think that's because when he's tracking the ball, he's Mr. Cool. He's tracking the ball, he's like, I got it. He's always very confident. Sometimes you can be overconfident. Camden Yards, they moved the walls back. I said before, I don't know how many games he's played out there with us. Definitely don't remember him being out there much with us. Judge, that's another thing.
Absolutely. The other thing I want to tell you is, I mentioned this to you a while ago, our mutual friend, Ray Negron. I'm doing my own TV premiere. I wrote my own show. I'm in Bat Boy with Ray, and the whole cast is going to be at this. I'm doing my own, during COVID, I wrote my own TV show. I'm starring in it, and I produced it. It's called Jimmy's and Jenny's. It's a Greek diner comedy. It's like Cheers in a Greek diner. It's a sitcom. And I play myself. It's two shows in one, and I play my dad in the 1980s. My dad was my hero. And he's like, hello, how do you do? Hey, Mr. Keith, you got a good show. Judge, you give Mr. Keith a cheeseburger or something. Come on, what's the matter for you? Come on. You know, he was just great.
So you got a role for me in it? You got a part for me to star in it?
Well, I'll tell you, it's funny. I actually wrote an episode, because I wrote five seasons worth of stuff during COVID with my partner, Maytal Angel. Her and I both wrote the show together. It's based on my family. She's one of my best friends. She plays the female lead. So I did write one WFAN episode. I only shot the pilot right now, so we're going to premiere the pilot episode on Tuesday, June 3rd.
You reached out to Francesa. You couldn't get Francesa to be in it.
Yeah,
so
I don't need to go to me. I don't even get me started with my. I got an episode with Joe and Evan before you were on the fan. I wrote an episode because I used to call Joe and Evan all the time years ago, and I spoke to Joe. I told him about it a couple of weeks ago on his morning show. I don't get the call as much as I used to because I'm doing a million things right now. But I want you, and I met Tiki also at a Yankee Met game last year, and he's following me now. So I want, and I told Joe, like, Joe, I want you and Evan and Tiki and Keith, you know, and a couple of guys. I don't care. You can bring some other guys too. I don't mind, you know. It seats 320 people at the theater, and if you come from the city, you can take the Long Island. I might do a city premiere. I'm seeing if I can get a city theater. If I can't,
well,
I definitely have the
George, we're over. All going. Tell Ray to hit me. Ray texts me like every single day. Whatever you guys need, I'll try my best to do. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. 888-808-1019. We're up against the break. That's why I had to rush you off, George. But Ray has my number, and I mean, yeah, we'll all start. We'll get Rosie. Let's get a part for Rosie behind the glass, and it's a go.
Yo, George, just make sure you're serving matzo ball soup at the diner, and I'm there.
Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll be right back. But let's finish this conversation around the Yankees and the Mets some. And, yeah, shout out to my guy Lou Goodman. when I mentioned why'd they send Brett Beatty down, I said he has options, and he replied, and he said, yeah, Azokar has no options. Brett Beatty did. So they never loved Brett Beatty. They just were giving him an opportunity. Juan Soto gave him a little Chevy Tahoe, and they sent him back to Syracuse to continue working on his game. He might be good as gone this year. Who knows? He has some moments. I seen him take Zach Wheeler deep last week. I was like, I didn't even know he had it in him. But what do you care? You've got plenty of players, and you've got help on the way, and the Mets are the best team in baseball with the best record in baseball. And what can go wrong? Nothing. Nothing. Just got to keep it up. 888-808-1019. Look at Daniel Murphy down there in Washington, D.C. Shout out to Washington, D.C. They are bringing the Commanders back. Not the Redskins. They're bringing the Commanders back. Yup. Yup. RFK. They will actually get out of FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. And they've struck a deal to move back to actual D.C. And or maybe Landover, Virginia. Is it in Virginia or is it in Maryland? I've never been down there. I have no interest because that is one of the worst stadiums in football. It's Landover, Maryland. But anyway, who's a Commanders fan? Al Cintron. If you want to go down in 5-6 years, they're building up a new stadium. And it seems like they can't do anything wrong. New ownership and all that. $2.7 billion. It's going to be the largest private investment in the history of Washington, D.C. New RFK Stadium features a glass dome and views of the U.S. Capitol. Like, they're going to put a glass dome over that. Wow. Jane Daniels going to be there still. He ain't going anywhere. 888-808-1019. Giants fans, I see you on hold. We're going to talk about Cam Scataboo. I was literally in my mind, I don't know if I said it on air. You know what? I was on air with C-Mac in here during the Christmas holiday when Arizona State played Texas. And C-Mac was joking, and he was like, no kidding when you say all you do is watch sports, because we're hosting a show, and I'm watching the game the whole time. I'm like, yo, I know we're doing a show, but this is an instant classic game. Cam Scataboo, I should have said it then. I should have said, what if the Giants draft this kid? I didn't think they were going to get him. I didn't think they were going to be crafty enough to get him. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. But here's the finishing touches on the Yankee stuff. I'm going to take my Yankee call. We'll talk Giants, and we'll get you ready for the Knicks conversation coming up. Happy birthday to Anthony Volpe before the day expires. Taurus season is upon us. Judge's birthday was this past weekend. J.C. Ascara before that. Taurus is the bull. Good energy. Shout out to Volpe, man. I bet $20 on Anthony Volpe to hit the first homer of the game in the first doubleheader, and he did. Cash. It's plus 1,700. I bet on him to homer. Cash. I bet on him to have, I think he had two hits. I think I might have bet on him to have three hits. What I was telling you guys last week is don't throw the kid in the garbage. You're not DFAing him. The Yankees aren't. He brings a lot of value to the team with his glove. His bat will come around. But you know what? He's not going to be Gunnar Henderson. He's not going to be Bobby Witt Jr. He's not going to be Corbin Carroll. Hell, he might not even be C.J. Abrams. All guys that he came up and played with. He might not be those guys. He's still got some work to do and some figuring out to do as he just turned 24 today. But he came through in these last couple. You know what? And we were talking about, oh, he needs a day. He needs a day. I was like, yeah, he needs a day off. Well, he got the day off. He got the day off Thursday when they traveled. He got the day off Saturday with the no rain. It's like, we are so ready to discard these guys in the first month. It hadn't even been the first calendar month of the season. Oh, come on, Keith, it's been 3 years. No, it hasn't. It's been 2 years and a month, two seasons and a month. I get you guys' frustration with Jazz Chisholm. He is frustrating as hell to watch. He's good and bad. He's entertaining, but at the same time, he pisses you off. He's pissed me off so much already in his early time being a Yankee. From last year, him talking about World Series, World Series, World Series. We're going to win it. We're winning the World Series. We're bringing a parade back. 28. I'm like, bro, you just got here. You ain't been putting in pain with us. Don't be telling me about what you're going to do. Just go do it. And then now this year, just like some of the strikeouts and just lack of production. And then even some mistakes in the field. Speaking of mistakes in the field, Cabrera and Peraza, they're not holding DJ off. You know, I always say, like, these things work themselves out. Where's DJ LeMahieu going to play? Or who wants to see DJ LeMahieu? Well, it's working itself out. Where's DJ LeMahieu going to play third base as soon as the Yankees feel like he's ready? 888-808-1019. Peraza ain't holding him off. And Cabrera has a little bit of a better batting average and a little bit of a better bat. But, man, him throwing the ball to first base shouldn't be as much of an adventure. You know, he let us down a couple times. He let us down in Tampa with Devin Williams on the mound. We need it to be solid. Dominguez, a young guy, 3Ks tonight. He's frustrating, too. Oh, last but not least, in my live chat right now, I said I would bring this back after the commercial break. Let's see if I can find it. I said, you're the lucky winner. John Nash has a quote from me, I guess, from, I don't know. Ryan Chichester writes up these articles. Shout out to Ryan. Not Chichester, Chichester. I cleared that up with Ryan. Ryan Chichester, Chichester. Must have wrote up an article, and you can Google it. I don't know. Maybe John works for Old Takes Exposed. But this isn't an Old Takes Exposed. He writes in the comments in my YouTube live stream, he goes, I think the Cubs got fleeced, Keith said. Cody Bellinger, you can undersell him, but you had another former MVP to the team. And then John writes, do you still think we fleeced him? His NL MVP was 6 years ago. I know. I watched. I know. I know it was 6 years ago. I know when it was. And yeah, I still think we fleeced him. Who did they get for him? Who did the Cubs get for Cody Bellinger? We swapped Cody for Cody Poteet, and then they traded Cody Poteet away to the team we're facing now. So, yes, has Bellinger been MVP like? Hell no. Has he been even good? Not really. But he has played all three outfield positions. I mean, he's good for a sack fly. And I'm still giving him some leeway because of the back, because of the food poisoning. His season has been interrupted. But, man, if he could find what he had in spring training when he first got going and was playing every day, maybe he finds it when it warms up. 888-808-1019. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. Go for it, Bruce.
And Cody Poteet is on a DL with an arm injury at the
moment. Right. He's with the Orioles, but he's not even playing. So, like, the value that we got back for Cody Bellinger, yes, we won the deal.
I'll give you two pitches in the Yankee minor league system, and one major league pitcher. Even though I still think we can live with Warren, but I give him one or two more starts before doing anything. Anyway, let me give you the pitching options. First guy, Brandon Beck, double A. Hasn't given up a run yet this year. 2-0, 15 innings pitched, 13 strikeouts. His whip is 0.42. That's number one.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of stuff he is. He's a former high draft pick. He's been injured for the last couple of years. I think he's a power pitcher. I'm not 100% sure. But he's been doing lights out in double A. Second guy is a guy you know, Cam Schroeder, also double A. 2-1, 1.23, and 22 innings pitched, 24 strikeouts. 0.82 whip. And my major league alternative, this is not somebody who's going to strike fears in the hearts of major league batters, but he's a professional. He's having a good year this year in Quintana, the ex-Met. Well, I believe he's on the Angels, and the Angels not going anyplace. So if you need a fourth and fifth starter, he would fit the bill.
Yeah, but they're not going to bring him in. They're not going to make that trade and bring him in. They're just going to keep going with what we got. Maybe one of these young guys, but I doubt that. I bet you the Yankees just keep going.
All right, I'm just trying to give you alternatives.
No. And I thank you for the alternatives. I just don't think they're actual alternatives that we're going to see. I just think that it is what it is. It sucks. Every week I'm like, damn, we miss Gerrit Cole almost so much that I'm like, I'm just going through the motions this year because I'm looking at Max Fried, and thank God for Max Fried, and how valuable is that signing now? How much did we need Fried? I'm going to print the shirts. How much did we need Fried? Like, this guy has been everything, but could you imagine if we had him and Gerrit Cole? Next year?
I think the Yankees are high on Schroeder. So, and he's a very confident kind of guy. Boone said things don't faze him. So if you give him another couple of weeks, the question is, would the Yankees be willing to bring him up from double A, or would they make him prove it in triple A first?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're just going to keep going along with what they have. And Marcus Stroman might never return. And you might see just, you know, this whole month of May go by and then Luis Gil is back. And then you can tell Will Warren, hey, we appreciate what you did. And keep, you know, going there, go down and keep working on your stuff. And Luis Gil, come back and return in some type of MVP form. Thanks for the call, Bruce. And, you know, I appreciate you guys that keep an eye on the minor leagues. And I just don't. I mean, I just don't think that they're going to punch that. And, like, if they do, it's for, like, a spot start. It's not to be in the rotation. The Yankees' rotation is the rotation. They have the MVP. You know, did I say for Hill to get back to MVP? It's late, man. I've been up since 6 in the morning. Get back to his rookie of the year form. Judge is the MVP. You have enough other guys in this lineup, Paul Goldschmidt, Ben Rice, Trent Grisham, where, like, we should be able to get by. We should be able to beat the Orioles with Will Warren on the mound. Was that a T sign or you want to talk? See, T could be timeout or T could be talk, too. I would assume.
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Both.
But you're allowed to just talk. Like,
no, I know, and I normally do.
Okay.
But I didn't have.
So the T was for let's take a timeout.
It was.
All right, so let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'm going to start talking about the G-Men and how I said Joe Shane needs to have a masterful draft to win back the fan base, and I think that mission was accomplished. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Shout out to Positive Tommy. Shout out to PT. PT will lead us because the Knicks have some dudes and dogs. They're going to do damage. They are, though. They are, though. Even though the Knicks fan hates on them, I can't even bet on the Knicks and root for the Knicks without people being like, no, you're a Nets fan. You made fun of us when we were losing.
You can enjoy that. You can enjoy the Knicks, though.
Yeah, like, but I also was enjoying watching the Timberwolves.
Sure.
I've also been enjoying watching, like, we were just in the chat with Dave talking about the Heat. I knew they didn't stand a chance. Good for them, you know, surviving the play-in with their Heat culture. They didn't stand a chance. I enjoy the playoffs.
Yeah.
Even playoff hockey. Well, I've really only been watching the Devils, and that's been disappointing.
The Stanley Cup playoffs have been phenomenal. They're majority good every of the year. Series, it has been phenomenal. What I liked about the Knicks so far is how everyone crapped on Karl Anthony Towns after game two. Everyone hated him. And boy, did it take about 3 or 4 days for them wanting to put the jersey up right next to Ewing's jersey.
Oh, yeah.
In the rafters.
Never
they
seen
they
this.
Love Karl Anthony.
Oh, he's a closer.
Now.
He's a baller. He can shoot. I remember saying
that.
He can
do everything now.
Every game is different. It's a series. You're playing the same opponent. Imagine you had to spar with somebody, you know, 7 times, 6 times, 5 times. You're going to fight them the same every single fight? No, you got to try something different, and they're going to get the best of you, and you're going to get the best of them, but ultimately the better fighter is going to win. Bobby's in Belmore. We'll hit this Knicks call, and then we'll probably have to go to the break. But we're going to talk Knicks and Giants coming up. Go for it, Bobby.
Okay, well, Deion's son, before I get to that, did a good thing. That the other son, he fired him as his agent. I wish the other son would do the same. Maybe he wouldn't be in this mess.
That is a talking point that I am going to get to when we get later in the night, talking about how you can't cheat the system and you can't have Deion Sanders as your agent. And, yeah, Drew Rosenhaus was like, yeah, I can get you signed with anybody. Yeah, you want to go to Tampa, play some football with them? Good. You're signed.
Yeah, and, you know, the Weaver, I told you, you know, after the signing with Williams, I was a little worried after that home run by Alonzo. And it looks like it's carried over to this year. And I like the Holmes-Weaver combination. I told you that. And
it just sucks because every Met fan can say that. But, like, it has nothing to do with him. Like, maybe he just can't pitch in New York. Maybe he just doesn't like all the attention. He's such a mild-mannered guy, but I guess we're just going to say he hasn't been the same since Pete Alonso broke him. But I'm like, this guy is like, I don't know, he throws two pitches. He's just got to figure it out, and I think he's on his way to.
Okay, let me get to the Knicks. Luckily, Detroit didn't have a challenge at the end of that game, but I mean, what do you think about if it looks like he's not going to play the Celtics? The Celtics look a little banged up. And I think we're going to get a couple of games from the Celtics. I'm not going to say they're going to beat the Celtics, but because, you know, Holiday's
because the Magic beat them?
No, because they're just still banged. Holiday is hurting, and Brown's got a bad knee. And, you know, maybe the Knicks could, you know, I know they haven't beaten them all year. And, you know, they could win those first two in Boston. That's going to be the whole series right there. I mean, you're not going 4 out of 5 against Boston. It's over if it's 2-0. So like, they're going to have to somehow win one game in Boston if they're going to have any chance in this series.
Thanks for the call, Bobby. We can't act like they just already won the first round. Now, I get it. They're not going to blow a 3-1 lead. Honestly, I think it ends tomorrow night. 888-808-1019. That's J.B. Bickerstaff not having a challenge late. I told you that the Knicks had the better coach. I think a lot of people were telling you that, obviously, Tom Thibodeau was going to outcoach J.B. Bickerstaff again. And J.B. Bickerstaff, all that yelling and ranting and raving and all, like, it's funny. What goes around comes around in a series. You liked how they were officiating the series. Fake-ass bad boys. You liked it being physical. And I remember coming in here saying there's a line between being physical, letting them play, and that's a foul. If you see the foul, call the damn foul. There's sometimes, like, I'm watching the game Sunday. My son is in the room. My wife is in the room. My mother-in-law is in the room. And the most animated I'm getting, because I'm not a Knicks fan, I'm a basketball fan, and I'm a FanDuel user. So I got money on Cat to hit 4 or 5 threes, score 20 points. I got money on the Knicks to win. When I started to see the conversation about people, like the Detroit Pistons were favored, I'm like, they lost the last game. They lost the first game. Like, anyway, the most animated I was getting was when Cat had the ball, and he's trying to make something happen in the paint, and they're mauling him. And I'm like, you can't just grab his arms and hit him. Like, those are fouls. You got to call the contact. I get it that he's, 7 foot. I get it that he's a big man. But, like, call the damn fouls. Like, that, I don't know. To me, I'm like, that's egregious. You can't wrestle him. You can't grab him. I'm like, at the end of the game, you could put a highlight reel together. And I thought that, the Knicks might lose. Because when Brunson went down, I'm like, oh, it's wraps. It's wraps. I'm like, yeah, they better send him back to the locker room, put the cape on, do whatever they do to his ankle, and they did. That's why he's the clutch player of the year. That's why, together, the tandem of Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, again, I told you, you have the better players. The Pistons are showing you how inexperienced they are. The Pistons are showing you how, unprepared they are. They should have won that game. That's coaching down the stretch. That's experience down the stretch. That is young players with washed players that nobody wanted down the stretch. That tough guy stuff only gets you so far. 888-808-1019. I'll say good morning on the other side, and I'm going to lead with the conversation around the Giants and their draft. But, hey, it's Tuesday. Club going up on a Tuesday. If you're going to Madison Square Garden, it's like $500 minimum to get in. Might be closing time. Knicks in 5. It's the most wonderful time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.